Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Wintertime winds blow cold this season.
It's sort of cold.
I need to know how to dress.
This guy tells me.
The only station I listen to.
Winter's so cold.
When the wind blows cold, you need to know.
We get some winter here.
97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. Hour number four begins, the 9 o'clock stretch. Don't stretch too much when it's cold. 9:07 right now, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've been talking about a lot of things. Pete Hegseth and the tough time that some of the Democrat senators were giving him. We've got some audio on that. We'll get back to that and some other big issues. But probably the biggest issue that I think all of us are facing is trying to stay healthy, trying to be able to afford health care. And then, you know, were we lied to via this whole COVID thing, the vaccines? Who can we trust? And joining me right now is Nurse Carrie, who, if you remember, joined us really back in the early days of COVID. You know, we had Dr. John many times, and Nurse Carrie would call in with us too and give us information. And Nurse Carrie, good morning. Welcome. How you doing?
I'm great. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Fantastic. It's a long way from New York. Remember when you volunteered up there and you saw some pretty sick people, didn't you?
Absolutely.
And I guess what's the takeaway, I guess the quick takeaway of what you experienced under those conditions?
Well, so we saw a lot of terrible things happening. I literally felt like I was in a movie. I would get on the bus in the morning, go to the hospital, and the streets were completely empty. Everything was shut down. And when we would get to the hospital, we would be told how the day was going to go as far as whether or not we were going to be doing CPR on patients. Basically, there was one day we went in and we were told you are not supposed to do CPR on anybody that comes in anymore because you could possibly get COVID. So it was just a really difficult time for me. And once I heard that, I knew it was time for me to pack my bags and leave. And so I did. I left.
How many years have you been a nurse so far in nursing?
Well, I've been in healthcare for 30 years and I've been in nursing for 28.
Okay. All right. So you've got plenty of experience there. I want you to tell me about your personal wellness journey, because dealing with sick people all the time, dealing with what you see is, you know, protocol, here's what you're supposed to give them, et cetera, you know, how that changed your perspective in your wellness journey. But I know first you want to start with a disclaimer.
Absolutely. So before we dive in and talk about it, I just want to share an important disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed during this discussion are my own and do not necessarily reflect the views of my employer. Also, any medical information discussed is for educational purposes only and should not be considered medical advice. So I encourage everyone to consult with their healthcare provider for personalized medical recommendations and care.
So you decided you've seen a lot. You know, and I'm not pointing the finger at anybody, but the state of healthcare you witnessed very upfront and personal as part of that. So what is this wellness journey all about?
So when my son was born, he was a baby, I didn't feel well. I didn't know what was wrong with me. I was in my late 20s at the time. Well, what does everybody do when they don't feel well? They go to the doctor to find out what's going on. And I was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease called sarcoidosis. And of course, they put me on a bunch of medications and radiated my body to find out what was going on inside my body. And I had the sarcoidosis in my lungs, and I also had it on my skin. They prescribed me a bunch of medications, and these medications made me feel worse. So I just decided to stop taking the medicines years ago, and I came to terms with the fact that this is going to be my life, and that was it, and I was just going to have to suffer. I was never given any information as far as other things that I could do to help heal my body, such as regulating my circadian rhythm, getting enough sunlight, which is really important when you have autoimmune, making sure that you're drinking clean water, getting out in nature, those kinds of things. My only solution that was given to me was, here, take this pill. So I decided, like I said, just throw them away, put them in the trash, and went on with my life. Well, a little bit over a year ago, I had a spiritual revelation that led me to explore other treatments, integrative therapies to help heal, and not only to help me, but to also help my patients, because I'm just honestly sick and tired of watching people come in and get a tune-up and be sent back. No cure, not getting to the root cause, which is very frustrating as a nurse. So I started exploring integrative approaches to help heal, and I've done those, and I can say that I am healed, and I'm turning the big 5-0 this year.
Wow.
Yes, and I feel great. I feel better now than I did when I was in my late 20s.
Wow, well, that's saying something. But you also changed, like, what you were eating, for instance. Your diet changed. What did you do there?
So I started shopping at the farmer's market, put more whole foods in my body, started shopping on the outside of the aisles when I did go to the grocery store, stopped eating things out of a box, and just started getting more nutritious, wholesome meals.
Now, so tell me about these cancer protocols that I'm hearing about from people from all lines of work, and I'm really interested because I have a nephew that's stage 4 colorectal cancer, and the incidence of those is escalating fairly quickly in the way we haven't seen it in the past. But, you know, you talk about one of these drugs being used, and it's not just you, ivermectin.
Yes.
Wasn't this the bad word? It's a dewormer. People shouldn't use ivermectin. It's for horses. Even the, who was it? The NIH. Even made a joke about it on Twitter.
So if we didn't learn, I mean, what did we learn during 2020 and the years after was that the last person you want to trust with your health is the government. I think we learned that, and we definitely don't want to be taking advice from the government. I actually just saw a video clip of Dr. Patrick Soon-Shiong, I think I'm saying his name right, who was just saying that now he's seeing cancer. They're saying that it's colon cancer in children as young as 8, 9, and 10 years
old.
Wow. So I recently posted a headline about this cancer protocol that came out in September of last year, and it had like 7.1 million views on Twitter. The actual protocol. And I posted that on my Instagram page back in October. And one day I noticed I had a new follower, and it was actually one of the physicians that co-authored the protocol. And his name is Dr. Ilyas Bagli. And he encouraged me to continue to share it. Little did I know back then that I would be talking with him live on Instagram about sharing this protocol for humanity. He's a wonderful human and is encouraging me to share this protocol. And I also encourage everybody to share this protocol, which you can find on my link tree on my Instagram page.
And I saw, and I don't know how in-depth the study was or trials or different things, but they are using this protocol in conjunction with, you know, therapies that we know have at least been effective in the past, somewhat effective, using them together to tackle it. So they're still using some chemo, maybe radiation, but the ivermectin and some other drugs added in there seems to be, at least according to the trials, having a real effect. So I want to talk some more about that and Make America Healthy Again, your take on RFK Jr., and all that. And let's do that after the break, if that's all right. Can you stay for another segment?
Sounds good.
You're all bundled up over there. Like, I'm going to throw you back out in the the cold weather. I'm not going to do that. All right. Hang in there. Nurse Carrie is going to join us on the next segment, because this is something where we can be empowered, okay? Individuals, there's something we can do about it. Fighting big government and all of that, good luck. But personally, what can we do? We'll ask her about all of that coming up next on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. It's a happy Hump Day, Trump Day. Don't forget, in case you missed some of this or you want to share it with other people, you can do it with the Bob Rose Show podcast. Just click on subscribe wherever you normally get your podcast. 97.3, The Sky.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings, buy one get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, buy two get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Inauguration Day.
He made history.
Trump.
On day one, I will terminate every single open border policy.
A historic new America.
Drill, baby, drill.
Happens on the sky.
And we will immediately begin a brand new Trump economic boom.
A new way.
Great country with low taxes and strong military.
This.
We have a window of opportunity.
Is.
And we've got to be ready to govern.
It.
And we've got to be ready to lead.
News Talk 97.3.
We're going to turn this country around so fast.
The sky.
The sky.
We're victims sometimes of our own laziness, for lack of a better term. I'll explain. Hey, it's the Bob Rose Show as we continue on with Nurse Carrie. And Carrie, gosh, she got in touch with us a long time ago, right at the front stages of COVID and all that. Traveled to New York. It really been in healthcare for a long time, a nurse for 28 years. And she's seeing that what was going on was not good enough, not good enough for the people that she had been treating, and not good enough for herself. And so she's on her own wellness journey. And you were saying off the air, Carrie, that, you know, start with the basics. And so what would you call the basics?
Well, the basics would be get out in the sunlight at least three times a day, take like a 10-minute walk three times a day, and drink high-quality spring water. I think it's safe to say, depending, you know, whoever you are, you can take 64 ounces of water, spring water a day. Stop drinking the stuff out of the tap. We've just recently found out that there's fluoride in the water that can cause neurogenic issues and neurodevelopmental issues, especially for children's growing brain. And then just incorporate whole foods into your meal. You don't have to go on this crazy diet. Just put a root vegetable in your meal, a green vegetable and some protein and maybe a handful of nuts, if that's not contraindicated. And then, you know, the biggest thing too is having a positive mindset. If you have, if you're surrounded with, you know, a bunch of negative Nancys and nasty Nancys.
Don't look at Greg when you say
hey, I'm in the room.
You know, those people are, they're not going to support you on your wellness journey, and they're going to look at you like you're crazy. And I've actually come across that, and that's okay. You know, I'm the one that's well and thriving in my wellness, and just pray for them.
Well, and there's people that are very skeptical, but they refuse to be skeptical about things that we already know. Like you talked about the stuff in the water, fluoride. We were taught, hey, we're adding fluoride to the water, and that's going to help you prevent tooth decay. Then we find out, oh, there's a side effect. Oh, sun? What do you want to get sunlight for? You're going to get skin cancer. Here, put this globby stuff all over your, cover any part of your body that's exposed to sunlight. Now, we're rediscovering that in 1915, when the Spanish flu hit in Philadelphia, they were putting people out in tents because they were going to die anyway. They put them in a tent. They'd open them up so they could get sunlight during the day. They all lived. The ones they kept inside died. And the same thing even for the healthcare practitioners. We learned a lesson over 100 years ago, Carrie, but yet we don't have that sound advice today.
No, and we actually used to have sun decks way back when in the hospitals where they would literally put patients on the sun deck to help them heal. And that's one of the first things I do when I go into a patient room is I open the shades up and let the sunlight in. And some of them are okay with it, but a lot of them, it's like they're like vampires. Their eyes squint and they're like, oh no, don't do that. Don't do that. And then when I explain how sunshine is actually healing, some of them go for it. And then the other ones look at me like I'm crazy. So I do try to incorporate in my day with my patients just some basic things that they can do. And then, of course, you know, we've been conditioned to rub these cancer-causing chemicals all over our skin when we go to the beach. But if you take the time to train your skin, if you get out those three times a day and expose your skin to the sun, and, you know, when you go to the beach in June or July, you probably won't burn because you've trained your skin. And then I've just started putting beef tallow with mineral on my face because my face can tend to burn. But
I bet that's when the dogs really like to play with you.
A lot of that, too, though, is the seed oils. We're finding that the seed oils that are in our foods are actually is what causing you to burn.
All right, what's a seed oil?
Oh, so when you go to the grocery store and you'll see the Mazola,
yeah,
it's an oil.
Corn oil.
Oh, yeah. And what's cute is when they actually have the little term heart healthy on.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, are you kidding me?
Well, because we were taught that.
Right.
I mean, first we were taught butter's absolutely bad. You're going to die of a heart attack. Stop that. And then they came out with that other stuff. Basically, what was it? A molecule off of polyester? Margarine? Yeah, so you think about what we've been told, and this is the government. Oh, and we did studies.
Right.
And I looked back and found a book, and it had to do with the McGovern report that came out back in 72. If you looked at all of the data, if you were able to get access to it in its totality, you'd realize they were really onto something. Well, guess what? Like, for instance, the sugar lobbyist and industry got involved in all that. And boy, oh boy, they changed that report. Instead of making sugar this big enemy, which it is, they said, it's fat. It's saturated fat. We'll make that the enemy. So now when you talk to people about a keto or carnivore diet, again, the skeptics go, well, you're crazy. But it's just like, no, this actually has science behind it, not a bunch of people promoting it in Washington, D.C. on K Street. So tell me about menopause and dealing with that, because so many women consider hormone replacement treatment. And I hear stories where some women will swear by that. Others will say they had a terrible experience. And that's absolutely awful. The worst way to go. What's one way, I guess, a healthier way to address it?
So when I was having some of those symptoms associated with the change, I started looking at my minerals and my electrolytes and my vitamins. And once I increased that, my symptoms went away. So I don't really have an opinion about hormone replacement therapy one way or another. I don't have direct experience with it, but I can just tell you that, like you were saying, get back to the basics of all the things that we've been talking about and go from there.
What about the vaccines? And I guess we could start with the COVID thing, but is it accurate to say they're finding that a lot of people are suffering due to the vaccine, not necessarily due to COVID?
Absolutely. In fact, the Surgeon General of Florida sent us an email right when flu season started and encouraged us to share with our patients the issues that they are seeing with the COVID vaccine, increased incidence of pericarditis, so heart issues, cancers, autoimmune, the list goes on and on. And I also have a link to that article on my Linktree on my Instagram account if anybody wants to check it out. So the thing that was great when I received that email is I finally felt safe that I could safely have this discussion with my patients without being labeled a conspiracy theorist or crazy.
Well, and that's tough. Look, this is what I do for a living. I try to be a truth teller. Well, I can only be truthful if I'm getting solid, truthful information. And it's actually become harder over the last couple of decades. You'd think, you know, with search engines and all that, be easier. No, it's actually much more difficult than it used to be. So where do we go? How do we know who the truth tellers are and who's just trying to push a snake oil or some conspiracy theory?
I mean, just follow the money, right? So if you look at whoever's giving you advice and, you know, it's leading to organizations that basically are paying you to say a certain thing, that's where I start. And you know, you also have to trust your discernment. That's why it's really important to stay in your faith and pray for answers. That's one of the things that I did, too, is I prayed for solutions in the right way, the right path to take. So that's what I did.
Wow. All right. So, and even studies. I mean, you think that, oh, well, they did a study, so it's legit. And as we find out, you know, we're naive in so many different areas, and that doesn't mean you write them all off and no studies are, you know, meaningful or anything. But if there's big money promoting a certain outcome and the study just happens to, you know, come up with that outcome, I think we too easily buy into it, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you want to put out your Instagram account, and people feel free to check out what Nurse Carrie has on there, beyond.the.matrix.nurse, and you can get a Facebook link from there as well, right?
Yes, you can.
All right, and we really appreciate you coming in, and we've spoken to you several times now. We want to keep up this conversation. We want to track your journey, your wellness journey, and we'll keep talking about it.
That sounds great. I'm
all
excited.
Right.
Thank you so much for your time.
No, we appreciate it, because I know in your line of work, there's some people that aren't going to be happy with you being able to speak, you know, what you believe to be the truth and give out this information. It's going to go against the grain.
Absolutely. But the truth shall set you free.
Right on. Yeah, hopefully we'll get some of that sunshine today.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Nurse Carrie. It is 9:28. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Stick around. 97.3 The Sky.
New year.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
New president.
We have to get back to a great country.
And new news.
When it's new.
I hear it on the sky first.
This year, open up your shiny brand news day.
We made history for a reason.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
We have a symbiotic relationship. or put simply, Greg's my work wife.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
And I appreciate that. Yeah. It is 9:37. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. Maybe happy for Trump, but what about the people he's picked?
Ooh, yeah.
You got to go through this gauntlet. I'm thinking up my promo. I do these things out loud.
Yeah,
because I've called these, you know, these Senate hearings and things like that. I've called them like dog and pony shows.
Right.
But yesterday, based on how Pete Hegseth was treated, I mean, it's more like the Jackal and Vulture show.
Oh, I mean, that's good. That's accurate.
Right? Dogs and ponies can be cute.
Yeah.
These people are like jackals and vultures.
You nailed it.
Yeah. So I might have to work that into a promo. Mm-hmm. And speaking of, Pam Bondi, any minute now, she's going to face some folks here. Who else? Who else? Who else? There's a couple. John Ratcliffe, CIA pick. And you got Sean Duffy for Transportation Secretary. So a lot of this is literally kicking off right now as we speak. And in case you missed yesterday, and Pete Hegseth, well, you decide for yourself. Jackals and vultures. Let's start with what Senator Gillibrand said.
You said in your statement, you don't want politics in the DOD. Everything you've said in these public statements is politics. I don't want women. I don't want moms. What's wrong with a mom, by the way? Once you have babies, you therefore are no longer able to be lethal.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military. I respect every single female service member that has put on the uniform, past and present. My critiques, Senator, recently and in the past, and from personal experience, have been instances where I've seen standards lowered.
Why can't? What, mothers can't be lethal? He could have gave a one-word answer. Of course, he'd get his eyes scratched out by now. He could have just said, women in combat? Hormonal comes to mind. Ooh. But what do you think would have happened?
Yeah,
they would have went hormonal on it.
They would have been.
They were already.
It was a mess.
They were wound up tight.
Yeah.
This lady, Senator Hirano.
She's awful.
Yeah, I mean, ideologically, she's been out to lunch for a long time. But now I think she's also kind of getting a little bit of the Biden-ish thing happening there. And I don't say that lightly and don't. But listen to her line of questioning and the attitude.
Would you use our military to take over Greenland or an ally of
Denmark?
Senator, one of the things that President Trump is so good at is never strategically tipping his hand. And so I would never in this public forum give one way or another what orders the president would give
to me
in any context.
That sounds to me that you would contemplate carrying out such an order to basically invade Greenland.
We're going to invade Greenland.
We're not going to invade Greenland.
No,
but
not.
You know, if the president and they've developed information and intelligence and there's a clear and present danger and a threat, say, of some kind of nuclear weapon that's being tucked away in Greenland, are we going to try to do something about that? Yes. Are we going to go and invade Greenland to take it over for no reason? Of course not. And as a senator, you're supposed to be the seasoned group of folks in D.C. that take things, you know what I mean? You're supposed to be a little bit more thoughtful, a little more chill.
Why?
Yeah, yeah. Tell me if you think that Senator Duckworth, this is cut four, tell me if you think she's chill.
I don't want a long answer. Yes or no, have you led an audit of any organization of which you were in charge?
Senator, in both of the organizations I ran, we were always completely fiscally responsible.
Yes or no, did you lead an audit?
And the way my leadership
has been stated has been completely
mischaracterized.
What are you afraid of? You can't answer this question. Yes or no, did you lead an audit? Do you not know this answer?
Senator, every part of my leadership of these organizations
has...
Did you lead an audit? No, I'm not a CPA. He did get a hilarious line in there when Senator Focahontas was asking him, "What you think the general should wait 10 years to to work in the private sector or work for the these defense contractors? 10 years? Would you yourself hold yourself to that?" And he said, "Senator, I'm not a general." And the place erupted. It was a great line. It was hilarious.
She was screechy, boy.
And then you got the old, be careful about acting like a little holier than thou. You might get called out on that. This is Senator Tim Kaine.
Many of your work colleagues have said that you show up for work under the influence of alcohol or drunk. I know you've denied that, but you would agree with me, right, that if that was the case, that would be disqualifying for somebody to be Secretary of Defense.
Senator, those are all anonymous false claims, and the totality
They're not anonymous.
The letters on the record here.
They're not anonymous.
On the record, people
we've seen records with names attached
to them.
Senator Kaine, or I guess I better use the senator from Virginia, starts bringing up the fact that what if you showed up drunk to your job? How many senators have showed up drunk to vote at night?
Yeah.
Have any of you guys asked them to step down and resign from their job?
No.
And don't tell me you haven't seen it, because I know you have.
Yeah. And wow. So it is interesting. That, by the way, was Senator Mullen out of Oklahoma, a Republican. And, look, the Republicans, this is... It's their appointee. It's their guy. It's the Trump's nominee. Okay, so yeah, they're not gonna ask the tough questions. They want him to get, nominated. They want him to win approval. But it was interesting. They were very professional, and all of them had like a letter from somebody important to enter into evidence. And it came from the programs that Pete Hegseth was part of and running for, veterans and stuff like that, from commanders, from other people he served with. I mean, it really was an extensive list. I mean, you can talk about whether he truly has the experience or is qualified to run the entire, Department of Defense. That's fair game. But to say that, when they questioned his character, when they attacked his character based on these anonymous reports and things like that. Look, I'm sure a gregarious, good-looking guy like him has gotten people that are not fans of his. And he may have stepped out of line and been in the wrong. And I think somebody else also pointed this out during the hearing. It's like, we've all made mistakes. You gonna look around this room and say that you never have? We've all made errors. This isn't about somebody who is perfect or not. It's not. But does he have what it takes to be a leader, to be in charge and control? He's from a, boots on the ground perspective. He has it. I mean, you can't doubt that. So, most of these nominees are gonna get through. It's very, very rare. I think if they don't pull themselves out of the process, if they don't, say, I take my hat out, I think it's been decades since somebody was not, given the green light. So most of the time, these folks are going to get that position that they've been nominated for, which makes it even all the more, ridiculous in how over the top the Democrats are. It's like, yeah, we know we're going to confirm him, but let's just do as much damage as we possibly can in the meantime. It's kind of irritating. Oh, another one that's going to be facing the gauntlet, shall we say. This is going to be interesting because he is a senator. Senator Marco Rubio.
Right.
So you're kind of facing your own peers. Mm-hmm. And I think that he'll
be fine.
Oh,
yeah. He'll be fine.
I think he'll make, a great Secretary of State. This guy understands the world. I think he understands the world a lot better than most people, actually, even in D.C., do. And some of the statements he's going to make, and he may have already made them because I don't know when he went on. It might have been a few minutes ago. But Breitbart got a hold of some advanced statements and stuff. And he talks about, how things happened, especially since the Cold War, and how they've changed, and how foreign policy and worldview has kind of changed too. And he talks about China. And that, I think, is so critical. The only time that the Biden administration really says anything about China, well, he'll tell you how President Xi is his friend, and they talk all the time.
Oh, yeah, they're buddies. Way back. Yeah.
But he very rarely will call them out. Biden's been extremely soft on China. He really has. It's almost like there's an agreement. Hey, make Putin the boogeyman. Mm-hmm. That way you can get your little money laundering operation, up and running through Ukraine. So this guy can serve multi-purposes. He's the bad guy. You just don't need to talk a lot about China. And we know the threat that is rising is China more so than anybody else on the planet. And Rubio said, while the U.S. has receded from using its influence to serve its national interest on the world stage, Marco Rubio will argue other nations have been throwing their weight around. He specifically said, aggressively, China is the example. But apparently he'll also call out bad actors in the Western Hemisphere and Iran, North Korea and Russia. And he will argue all are wielding this post-war global order structure as a weapon against the U.S.
No doubt.
All right. Like I say, most of the nominations, it would be the odd one that doesn't get through. I know they're talking to Pam Bondi, and I'll share some of that stuff with you again tomorrow morning as we try to move forward and get as many of the pieces kind of in place before the inauguration, which only 5 days away. Hurry up. Hurry up come January 20th before the Biden administration can implement more not-so-great things. It is 9:48. It's time for things that make you smile. We need some upbeat, positive thoughts that you share with us. 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile is brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis, and is coming up next.
He brings the brutal truth.
Apparently, Donald Trump told the Ukrainians, fight like hell, keep as much land as you can.
Mark Levin.
So when I try to negotiate a deal, you're in a better position than you were. He's not a fool.
6 o'clock on 97.3 The Sky.
Oh, good morning. Another day in paradise. Welcome, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here on a happy hump day, Trump Day. And it is time now for things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts. And Robin Larson has, she's retired. So it is now brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. Same location, same great care. And they take care of the big baby that is me, Bob Rose. And I certainly appreciate that kind of care and attention because I need it.
Yes, it does.
877-975-9825. Call in now. Good morning, Jeff. What's making you smile?
The understanding that other people do not define one's relevant. God bless America.
Right on. Let's go to Mark. Good morning. What's making you smile?
Good morning, baby Bob. What's making me smile is even though I missed about 80% of today's show, I finally woke up on the correct side of the turf, and I'm going to get myself out of bed, back up the truck, and go load up on like 40 items up at Publix in Lake City, and then have a nice lunch at Gator's Dockside. And then on Wednesday of next week, I'm going to hit up Disney World. I'll tell you guys if I get the signal for the 97.3 down there. Have a great day.
Yeah, we get close. Some mornings, maybe all the way in there. It just depends. But what a great opportunity to remind you, Mark, and others that the Bob Rose Show podcast is available wherever you normally get any podcasts and download them, including the Audacy app, AUDACY. And all you have to do is click on subscribe and you'll have it. So you won't miss any of the great information and content. Chris, what's making you smile?
Hey, how you guys doing today? I'm in Oklawaha. And I just retired, and I just got a new puppy, and me and my wife feel like we're working again. That's what's making me smile.
Oh, yeah, puppy. Puppies yeah. will remind yeah. you. You'll go, oh, yeah, this isn't that easy.
Yeah, you didn't, like, want to sleep all night or get up too early or all those things.
But it does. It really goes by fast. It's like,
but you do forget, because you and I have had multiple dogs, and once one is grown up and trained, you're like, oh, this is a breeze until you get the next puppy.
But then you tell the dog, you're like, hey, train that puppy.
Yeah.
And they do. They do all the stuff they're not supposed to do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's that
yeah.
part. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate things that make you smile. Brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Coming up next, it's the Smoking Gun. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
Is Sky News.
We have four large fires, no percentage of containment, and the fire is growing.
Trending stories.
Changing the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America.
And why they matter.
Meta. Facebook.
We're going to get back to our roots, restoring free expression on our platform.
They spent more resources going after nonviolent protesters on January 6th.
North Central Florida's news station, on air and everywhere on the Odyssey app. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Special Counsel David Weiss issued a brief report Monday into his investigation into criminal conduct of Hunter Biden and claimed that it would be inappropriate to discuss whether additional charges are warranted. But a nonprofit compiled a dossier. They believe that Hunter violated more than 140 statutes So, what are they afraid? What are they afraid of discovering? Well, in Hunter's case, they may be afraid to discovering an actual smoking gun. And that is your smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. Have a great, safe day. Stay warm. See ya.